All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome to All Business Media, where it's all business all the time. And I'm your host, Rick Delgado. And welcoming to the show right now is a lovely lady based out of Surfside Beach, South Carolina. Anytime I say Surfside Beach, I just feel like, you know, I should be listening to Beach Boys music or something. She is a certified life coach. She's an author. She's a speaker. She's the owner of Fowler Life Coaching. As you heard her there in the background, agree with me that maybe a little Beach Boys music would be appropriate. She owns Fowler Coaching. Go to the website, fowlercoaching.com. That's fowlercoaching.com, or give her a call at 202-294-1080. I'm talking about my guest, Kim Fowler. Kim, welcome back to the show, and how are you today?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good, and thank you again for taking the time and hanging out with us today. How's the weather down there?
Today is beautiful.
Is it? I hate you.
It's in the upper 60s, but it's sunny at least.
Oh, man, we're expecting another, like, winter storm watch. It's crazy up here.
I heard.
Yeah, and right now, you know what, and it's kind of funny because, you know, when this stuff happens, you know, they go wall-to-wall coverage with the weather channels and stuff like that, and it's a little crazy. And people, they just freak out, Kim. They overreact. You know, you got all these people staying home from work. It's like it's barely drizzling outside. There's no snow on the ground as far as I can see. But everybody freaks out, so I'm jealous.
Yeah. Now, I understand. They did that one time in Washington, D.C. There was a hurricane coming, and the whole city shut down. And we didn't get anything.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Enough about our weather travails. Let's talk about my favorite subject, you.
Okay.
All right. Before we get rolling here, Kim, do me a favor. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you do at Fowler Life Coaching.
Okay. Well, I'm an individual life coach, and I also have some groups. And I also coach employees and businesses. That's one of my new programs that I'm doing now. And what I do, I got started 10 years ago, and I help people figure out either what their purpose is, or maybe they have something that's happened in their life they're trying to get over. It might be a divorce or something like that, something that might be traumatic.
Right.
I help them get over that, and or help them get through it, put it that way. And or maybe someone just wakes up one day and just realizes their life is good, but there's more out there.
Right.
And kind of help them figure out what that more is and get them to that place.
Yeah, you know what? And I think probably a lot of people go through that. You know, when you talk about waking up one day and, yeah, things seem to be okay. You know, you've got most of what you think you're supposed to have, right? You know, if you think you're supposed to, you know, be married and have a family and have the job and have a certain car and a house and a big mortgage, and you're thinking, all right, I guess I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But, you know, you kind of lack that fire, that passion for what you really want to be going after, right?
That's such a great point, because so many people fall into that. You know, that's what they're supposed to do. They've been taught that all their lives. And that was the norm way back when, but today it's not. There's so many people who own their own businesses who don't even get married, or they get married, they don't have kids, and that's fine. You know, there's no recipe that they're supposed to follow.
Right.
So that holds a lot of my clients back, because they think, oh my gosh, I'm so far behind in life and I'm not where I should be. And it's like, well, where do you think you should be? It's not what people are telling you where you should be, or what your parents thought maybe where you should be right now, but it's
right.
What you think you should be doing. So, yeah, that's a great point.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's, you know, because I know for myself, you know, way back, not that far back, but you know, as far as my own, you know, thinking on it, you know, I had expected, okay, by this age, I will have this, and by this age, I'll be married, and you know what I mean? And when those things kind of didn't pan out, because, you know, certain people are just like, well, that wasn't really a good fit. I don't even know why I was in that relationship. You know, but you have these preconceived notions of what you think life is supposed to be like, instead of just saying, you know what, this is what I want my life to be like.
Yeah. And I mean, I even got thrown into that. I, you know, went to college and really I had no business being in college. It took me 7 years to get through it.
Right.
And I had more fun than any other time of my life, but that wasn't the reason of going to college, you know.
So, well, I don't know. I've seen a few movies, Kim. I thought college is supposed to be fun.
Yeah, well, it was a lot of time and money wasted. I will say I had great experiences and met a lot of wonderful people, but there probably could have been a better use of my time.
Right. Yeah, and I think it all comes down to, you know, and it's something that you've got here on your website, FowlerCoaching.com, and it's right underneath, you know, the little circle, the little colorful circle you have there, where it says, don't let life happen, make life happen. And I think it just really comes down to those choices that we make, right?
It really does. In fact, every single thing going on in your life right now is because of a choice you made. And, you know, we think about the big choices in our life, like you were talking about getting married, or, you know, let's say going to college and having kids. Those are big choices we have to make, but it really comes down to the little choices that we make every single day.
Right.
So, you know, let's say you have an opportunity to, let's say you're behind in your work and you're thinking, okay, I'm going to stay at work a couple more hours. Why don't you stop and go home and spend that couple of hours with your children?
Right.
You know, what kind of choices are you making? You wake up in the morning, you know you should go to the gym, but you don't. Get up and go to the gym. You know, that's a choice right there. So, you know, if you do that long enough, then you're going to see certain areas in your life deteriorate.
Yeah, and especially, you know, like you said, even those little things, you know, taking those... Say you can't make it to the gym. Say, you know, it's a bomb cyclone, winter storm. Then do something at home. Just do something that, you know, kind of fills that you know, kind of goal that you have for yourself. Because a lot of times, you know, you just be like, oh, well, and then you end up on the couch. You end up, you know, staying late at work when there's really nothing for you to do there because you figure, well, this is where I'm supposed to be. And it's like, what are you doing? You're letting things happen to you as opposed to making it happen for you.
Right. So, you know, 10 years after waking up going, okay, I'm going to stay in bed instead of going to the gym, and you put on 20 pounds, those were choices you made along the way. What did you eat?
Right.
You know, what did you do? You know, nobody else put you there. So, yeah, that's how you make your life happen, is by making your smart choices every single day. Every time you have a choice to do something, make the right choice for you. Don't be lazy. Don't think, I'll do it tomorrow and procrastinate. Just make the choice and do it.
Yeah, but you know what, Kim? It's one of those things where we fall into those patterns of, you know, comfortability. Hey, this is great. I don't want to upset the apple cart. You know, I'm not going to look for a new job. I'll just stay here where I'm at, making the same money, being miserable. Because I have what, you know, I have what I think I'm supposed to have.
Right. And then we get comfortable, and that's where the scary part comes, because if once you get comfortable, you're not willing to grow and you're not willing to make any changes, big changes in your life, because that's where you're comfortable. So what ends up happening is your brain actually makes you think, if you're afraid to do something or if you're going to grow, your brain doesn't want you to do that because you're thinking, well, that's kind of scary, and your brain's trying to keep you safe.
Right.
So the easy thing is to say, okay, well, I'm just going to stay on the couch and watch TV instead of going out with these new friends I just met and having fun and meeting new people.
Right.
You know, that's one of the choices that you got to think about and make the right choice on. And that's kind of a scary thing sometimes, to go out and meet new people, but a lot of us don't do it, and a lot of my clients, that's one of their biggest things. They don't have enough friends, or they don't have a good social life.
Right. Yeah. And again, you know, you make a good point. You know, we tend to gravitate towards things that will avoid pain in any shape or form.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And your mind is like a muscle. The more you do things that are outside of your comfort zone, the easier it gets.
Yeah.
So they, you know, it's basically that whole thing of being comfortable, being uncomfortable.
Yeah, because you know, you get stuck in those, I don't know, I guess you can call it a rut, right? And your brain, like you said, gets used to thinking a certain way and doing certain things, and it's very hard to change that direction or change that focus. And that's where someone like you can step in and be like, hey, here's a fresh set of eyes. Here's what I see. Here's, you know, because a lot of times also, you know, people want to do certain things, maybe in their business, maybe they want to start a new business, you know, take a different direction in their life, you know, overcome some things that have been holding them back. But they don't see a path to do that because they've been kind of stuck in the same rut for so long.
Right, right. And you've got both things going on there. You've got your entire life, people telling you what you're supposed to be doing and how things are supposed to be, and then you've got the fear of deviating from that. So, you know, it's very hard, but you just have to be conscious and you have to do it, because if you don't take little tiny steps towards whatever you're afraid of, you're just never going to change anything in your life.
Right. Yeah, and a great way to do that is to get a coach. Let's face it, the top people, the top performers, usually in sports, in business, you know, in politics, you name it, any different, even acting. Actors have coaches for a reason, because, yeah, they may be at the top of their game, you know, on stage or what have you, but you know what? Sometimes they need that extra push. Sometimes they need that person to say, you know what, I noticed this. Here's something that could make you that much better. Singers are constantly, you know, working with coaches to make sure that their voices stay strong, right?
Mm-hmm, yes. That's a great point.
Yeah. So even if you think you're at the top of your game, you're like, nobody can help me. Guess what? Even the best of the best always have coaches in their corner that they can go to and say, you know, because once you do get to a certain point, you don't want to just stay there. You're probably looking for the next challenge. Like, okay, now what else can I do?
Right, right. And that's wonderful. And, you know, and some people just, they don't know what's going on wrong in their lives. You know, they just need another, like you say, a fresh pair of eyes to look at the situation and then ask them questions and really figure out what is wrong. You know, what and people know what's wrong, but a lot of times they don't see it.
Right.
And so when you can keep asking the questions and get them to realize it, then they know what they need to do.
Yeah. And it's funny that you say that. They know what's wrong, but it's almost like, well, you know, I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, wait. And I think, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Kim, but when you work with people, do you sometimes give them that hard dose of reality of like, look, here's what you're missing by not, you know, pursuing this? You know, what is it costing you personally, professionally, in your relationships, for your family, that kind of thing, right?
Yes, and the hardest one on that is when people are living with someone and, you know, there's no spark anymore and it's more for convenience and financial reasons, and they just can't seem to tear themselves out of that situation. And those are the hardest ones, things when there's actually a relationship with somebody there.
Right. Yeah, it could be any type of relationship, really, even mm-hmm. even a work relationship. And you mentioned that you are now working with employees in business, right?
Yes, I have a client here that it's really interesting because the managers learn so much about their employees. You know, just in doing some vision boards and things like that, they figure out what their incentives are, what their intrinsic motivations are. And,
right.
And it makes the employees more productive. Their personal lives are better. You know, it makes happier employees. And, you know, and it also, you can incorporate your company's mission and goal when everybody's working toward the same thing.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Hey, we got to take a quick break here, Kim, but I do want to dive into more of that stuff, what you're doing with employees and business and how it's beneficial. But let's take this quick break. If you want to reach out to Kim privately, 202-294-1080. You can also reach out to her through the website, FowlerCoaching.com. That's Fowler, F-O-W-L-E-R, FowlerCoaching.com. We'll take this quick break and come back more with her after these words right here on All Business Media.
Do you or someone you know consider themselves to be a truth seeker? How would you react if you were made aware that the greatest attack made on U.S. soil was not what it seemed to be? How the WTC was really demolished and Anatomy of Mass Murders Expanded are two books written by a PhD in Applied Physics, Caltech, 1978. Let the truth of 9/11 be unveiled right before your eyes. Dr. Crockett Grabe will destroy the myths with these powerful books. Go to sealane.org, S-E-A-L-A-N, as in Nancy, .org, and grab your copies today. Grab your books. You don't have to be a historian to safeguard the truth.
Every business needs professionals they can trust. Let it be your lawyer, accountant, electrician. Even the company plumber are all people you can trust. So why are you settling for your printer vendor? They never respond to your questions, and when they do, it's always late. Always seems to take an eternity to get your printing done and ready, but you've dealt with it because there really wasn't another alternative. That is, until now, Max Image Printers. Take the worry out of your printing needs. As a hybrid company, both on website and phone, they welcome clients, businesses of all sizes, to call and ask questions to make as many orders as you need, with the confidence of having your work printed, beautiful, and ready in just a few business days. Bring the trust back into your printing. Maximize your printing experience with Maxim Image Printing. Call now at 801-977-8330. Email Keith at maximage.net. Visit the website, maximage.net. Max Image Printing, quality service, guaranteed. If you're not happy, you don't pay.
The next step to following your dreams is closer than you think. KDMA and the Actors Studio is an established, reputable talent management and services agency based on the East Coast. Actors, models, singers, voiceover artists, and live entertainers trust their careers with KDMA. Not only does KDMA advise and market talent, they provide talent with the necessary tools to be successful in today's demanding entertainment industry, offering in-house classes, coaching, photo and video services, reel and audio production, showcases, seminars, and more. KDMA makes talent development and advancement simple and affordable. For more information about talent representation and services at KDMA and the Actors Studio, visit KDMAandTheActorsStudio.com. That's KDMAandTheActorsStudio.com. Let KDMA take your career to the next level.
Have you been injured in an auto accident and need transportation to and from your medical appointments? KMW Transportation is located and services the Metro Detroit area. Owned and operated by Shaquana Ford, KMW Transportation Company provides reliable, affordable service guaranteed to get you to and from your destinations on time in a clean and smooth and safe manner. Do you need to get up and go? Call for your car service directly at 313-293-0234. Or by email at quantamarie2015@gmail.com. That's 313-293-0234 or quantamarie2015@gmail.com.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable
with Rick Delgado.
Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome back to All Business Media. And yes, I am your host, Rick Delgado. And again, we're sitting with our guest, Kim Fowler. She is the certified life coach, the author, the speaker. She's available. She's based out of Surfside Beach, South Carolina. That's just south of Myrtle Beach. Fowler Life Coaching is the name of her company. You can go to the website, fowlercoaching.com, or give her a call at 202-294-1080. And again, Kim, we appreciate you taking the time to join us today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, let me ask you this, because I know you mentioned you just started working with some employees in business and such, and you said it's kind of opened up the eyes, not only probably of the employees that you're working with, but also their managers, right?
Yes. In fact, I started it because the manager that I knew came to me and said, you know, I've got employees who just, they don't have lives. And they're constantly at the office.
Right.
They're, you know, kind of doing what they need to do. They're just kind of floating through the day. And he goes, I just want them to have something outside that sparks them, you know, whether it's family or friends or whatever it is. He goes, I just don't know what to do.
Right.
And so he came to me and I put something together for him, and I've been working with them, and it really has made a difference. In fact, I went in there this week, and, you know, one of them had to have surgery, and that's a huge thing, you know. So it was really nice. I they all, you know, they each get a calling time with me, so a coaching call, 15 minutes, and we get to go through some of the issues that they're dealing with outside the office, and they really appreciate it, and it makes them appreciative of the management, you know, for even having this program. But they learn all kinds of things with productivity, motivation, you know, all kinds of things that they can use in the work environment, but also that helps their personal life.
Right.
Yeah, you know what, and that's kind of a, I don't know if I've ever heard a manager, you know, kind of being that proactive and being, look, you know, my people are, they're good people, but I feel like they're kind of, they don't have a life. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
Yeah, he said some of them just don't have lives, and they come in here, and they're just, you know, there's, he goes, you can just tell their morale's not good, because that's all they have, you know, and so... Yeah, it was interesting. He was a very good manager to notice those things too.
Right. Yeah, that's a you know what? That's a good person to I think be working for. Those employees are pretty lucky. Hey, let me ask you this too. Like when you do start working with people, like take these employees, right? Did you do like a little one-on-one session beforehand to kind of feel them out and see what they're all about and see what their expectations might be?
Yes, I did a half an hour with each employee, and we went over kind of what they would like to get out of the program, number one. And number two, what did they want in their lives that they felt they were missing? And, you know, if they didn't know, or if they had things coming up, or they had certain goals they wanted to reach, we would just kind of dig through. And, you know, and like I said, there's a 15-minute call every month, so I keep them accountable on any goals that they had set or anything that they wanted to do. And nobody in the group in the office knows what their personal goals are.
Right.
So it's confidential, and the manager doesn't even know. So it's a really good fit. It really works well.
Yeah, I would say so. Now, when you were doing these I guess the complimentary, you know, I guess the get-to-know-you 30-minute phone call, right? Let me ask you: were there any concerns from people being like, "Well, you know what? I don't really think this is going to work for me," kind of thing, or is that something, you know, where they might have had some? You see certain issues come up, like, you know, where they have their doubts.
They're resistant.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I walked into the room the first day, just to introduce myself and introduce the program and let them know what we were going to be doing. And one employee, he was very resistant, and I could tell it. And, he actually didn't even take advantage of the coaching call. Mm-hmm. And that's what it was an optional call. Everybody took advantage of it except for him.
Right.
And then 2 weeks later, the employee was gone. And I never even spoke to the manager, you know, because it was not his business to know who was calling me and who's not calling me. I don't tell him that. But it was the oddest thing. He said he just was not a good fit for the organization. And that's the only one that I've noticed in the companies I've gone into.
Right.
Is that one person. Everyone else at least gives it a try, and they might tell me on the phone, I'm not sure about this, but I'll say, well, let's just try this,
right,
you know, and make it small, and they're fine with that.
Right. And it's almost like they need that little push, that little introduction to be like, look, this could be something positive.
Yeah. Yeah, and most of them are interested in it because they don't know enough about it to really know what it can do for them.
Right.
And then when I talk with them, they're like, oh, okay, well, yeah, you know, maybe now that we're talking, maybe there is something that I really want to work on.
Right. Now, with the people that I would say this manager had the most concern about, you know, in terms of not having a life, which is again kind of makes me go, wow, you know, that's good on that person for stepping up and noticing these people. Is that something where, you know, now that you're working with them, are you planning? Are there going to be group things that you'll do as well to kind of, you know, keep that momentum going forward?
Yes, actually, I do see them as a group. Twice a month as a group, and we go over different types of work environment issues, just as a kind of a seminar type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the coaching at that point, but it's just outside the office with the calls. I do the coaching,
right?
And it works really well. It's you know, and they'll leave there and they'll go, oh, I needed that today, or, oh, that really makes sense, you know, and they know they have something they can take, you know, because a lot of they have sales goals they have to reach, so they might take something that I'm saying and apply it to selling and taking it to their client or whatever it is. So it works out really well. It's a very interesting dynamic in
right.
the office.
Have you done any of the, because I know you do vision board workshops, have you introduced that yet?
I do. That's part of it as a group,
mm-hmm.
because just the vision boards, people look at them, and if they feel like sharing them, they can, they don't have to, but when they do, it gives the other employees more insight into their personalities and what their dreams are and why they're there, you know. So if somebody wants to go on a trip to Italy or they want to build a house on the water, whatever it is,
right.
they're going, oh, wow, okay, you know, and maybe they even know how to, you know, maybe they know a cruise director or a travel agent or something like that that could help them take that cruise to Italy or whatever it is. You know, it's interesting, and they can build on each other.
Right.
But it's just, it's nice to know things like that about your coworkers other than just what their sales goal is, you know?
Right, yeah, exactly. Kind of, and it probably makes that whole dynamic of working together and you know, even for the manager being, look, you know what, my people are more productive because they're just happier in general.
Yeah, and they look at them more as individual people, you know, rather than a group of salespeople or
right.
a, you know, and they, yeah, it does. It opens up, I think, a lot of more camaraderie in the office.
Right.
Yeah, and that's another positive thing that you can take from, you know, someone like Kim Fowler, who is a life coach, who can get involved and kind of help you and provide the point of view that maybe you can't see. Some of the clarity that you're lacking. Maybe you're looking to make a major change. Maybe you want to make little changes. And you've tried it before on your own, and it just never seems to happen. You know, maybe you're trying to lose some weight, but for some reason, you didn't just wake up 400 pounds one day. It's these little steps that maybe you kind of let things get away from you, and now you need somebody to help get you back on track. She can be that person for you. Fowler Life Coaching, that is what the name of her business is. You can get her free ebook just by going to the website fowlercoaching.com. Right there on the right hand side, you can put in your name, your email address. You can download it. You can also look into The Power of Coaching, Manifesting Transformation in the World. It's on amazon.com. She's one of the authors for that as well, so you can take advantage of that, but also just reach out to her. Take advantage of the 30-minute complimentary discovery call that she'll do with you to kind of discuss with you some of your goals, some of your dreams, maybe why you haven't achieved them, and putting a plan together, you know, and somebody to be accountable to, because that's the important part, I think, in the grand scheme is, you know, you can try and do it by yourself, but you kind of, you know, let's face it, most people end up letting themselves down because there's no one to hold them accountable.
That's true. That's a big part of it.
Yeah. So make sure you reach out to Kim. She can be that person for you no matter where you're located. 202-294-1080. That is her phone number. Or like I mentioned, fowlercoaching.com is the website. fowlercoaching.com. Take advantage. Get the free ebook, Design the Life You Are Meant to Have, and get that started with the complimentary 30-minute session so you can discover together how to reach your goals and live your dreams with your new coach, Kim Fowler. Kim, thank you again for joining us. As always, we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And we'll be back with more on All Business Media right after these words.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed...
could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.